All over the country, recent high school graduates are adjusting to college life. It's a stressful time for any family, but consider this. For the growing number of young people dealing with mental health issues, it can be a terrifying transition. Sometimes it means deciding to not go to college at all. NPR's Jasmine Garst spent some time with a young man from Virginia who has bipolar disorder and a brain injury and is also trying to figure out how to get himself to college.
I first meet Luis in late June. His hairline is moist with sweat from the muggy southern heat and his blue cap and gown, but also because he's nervous. He's about to graduate from high school.
School has been the thing that is constant throughout my entire life that I remember.
For a lot of kids, this is a bittersweet occasion, saying bye to friends and looking towards college. For Luis, leaving high school is jumping into the unknown, and to protect his privacy, we're only using his middle name. Sitting in his dark living room, Luis strums on his guitar and tells me about his passion.
Theater. I'm an actor.
The day after graduation, the excitement has given in to concern. Now that it's done,
everything is different.
The thing is, Luis seems like the kind of kid who should be heading straight for college.
I enjoy the economics a lot. I play the bass guitar, the piano, the guitar, the trombone a little bit.
He's soft-spoken but charming, even as he explains how he's been grappling with depression his whole life. And in his sophomore year, a head injury.
Before the brain injury, I never took notes. I sat in class, I listened to what the teacher said, and I absorbed it beautifully. And I always got amazing grades on tests.
Doctors say it's going to take his brain years to heal.
Olanzapine or something? And I'm on as-needed anxiety medication, hydroxyzine.
Plans for college went out the window. For the time being, getting through high school became the one goal. It wasn't just the academics.
One of the things that is definitely something that is challenging my everyday life is my rage. I've much shorter fuse.
Since he started the medicine, I see him again. I mean, he is naturally talented, I feel.
That's Beth, Luis's mom. She says when the rage hits, it's more than just a short fuse.
He wants to kill himself.
In the past year, she's had her son hospitalized several times.
I get scared because I don't know if this is the time that he's going to go through with it.
Speaking to mother and son separately, you get two very different stories. Beth is terrified. She's already working two jobs to pay Luis's health bills. Each hospitalization costs between $1,500 and $2,000.
There's a moment for a second that I feel like I'm not a very good mom because I think, wait, what is this going to How's this going to affect what I'm trying to give him? I just can't seem to get out of the hole.
Luis does see the way to get out.
I look at my mental illness as something that spiritually I've got to be able to handle on my own. I'm definitely going to go to college regardless of whether or not this system is in place.
All college campuses have a disability services.
That's Vanessa Caldwell Jenkins, director of the Counseling Center at Norfolk State University in Virginia. I called her up to find out what kind of options someone like Luis has should he go to college.
So Luis needs to enroll in disability services because that gives him his reasonable accommodations they need to give him by federal law. He has a right to those, meaning if he needs more time for testing, if he needs to be in a different room when he's testing because he gets anxiety, whatever that is.
Caldwell Jenkins suggests other key steps. Mainly, she says Luis and his mom need to research what counseling services different schools offer and meet in person with the counselors. Make him a familiar face. She says a lot of schools have support groups, and she also encourages students to sign a disclosure, allowing parents access to information about their kids' mental health. Parents also need to seek support groups for themselves, and they need to learn to let go a little bit.
Part of growing up and also expanding as a young person is that you slowly, gradually get them out there.
Beth gets that.
He wants his independence. He wants to go out and do this, which is the right thing at his age to do.
But she still worries about the little things, the ups and downs of college life, the stress, the experimenting, things that barely make a blip in most college students' lives but could unravel Luis's.
It's just one tiny mistake, as we've learned, can cost so much.
In the weeks after I meet them, Luis has to be hospitalized twice. Beth tells me he misses his friends who've moved out. She says she's thinking of quitting one of her jobs just to spend more time with him. But They also sound happier. Beth joins a support group. Luis is a lot calmer. The medication seems to be working. Luis gets a job. He hopes to save some money and apply to colleges very soon. Things are still uncertain, but, Beth says, she sees a light. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Washington.